May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Once again, I am surprised at the resounding praise to you, Lord Christ, after the reading of today's gospel. It doesn't seem like the kind of response that might be expected when Jesus unloads on those around him. When Jesus says, you know what? Things are going to be different around here. What you expect is not what you're going to get. What you expect is for things to remain the same, for you to remain the same, and for the world around you to remain the same. But I have come to make things different, to make things unlike they have ever been before. So you need to change the way you look at yourself, and you need to change the way you look at the world around you. Paul reminds us in our epistle this morning that unless we believe what we say week after week after week, we believe that we are the most to be pitied among people. And what do we believe? What is it that brings us back week after week except the message of hope that we have from Jesus? That our tears will be turned to joy, that our hopes will be fulfilled, that our dreams will be realized, that our hunger will be filled, and not just ours, but those of the community around us and of the lives that we touch. Today, as we continue our service, we are going to have the prayers for the candidates for baptism, and we are going to have the vows for baptism, an opportunity for us, for ourselves, not for some helpless baby, but for ourselves to renew those vows, to think deeply about the words that we say and the promises that we make. All too often in the midst of a baptismal service, we're so consumed with the precious little baby that we miss it. We miss the power of what is happening in this service. Because it is in that action of water and spirit that the reality of new life comes to life. And it is in that event that was done for us and with us, that makes us the new people that God is counting on to transform this world in which we live. The promises, the vows are powerful, but the action of baptism is even more so. It is transforming. It takes the old and makes it new. It gives new life in a way that makes new life possible to others. Paul reminds us that we need to put our money where our mouth is, that we can't simply say the things that we say in church, but we've got to live those. We've got to live those in ways that will make a difference. As I have said week after week, goodness knows we look at a world that desperately needs to hear the message of salvation, desperately needs to hear the words of hope and help that God offers to us and through us other people. So as our service continues, take the time, because you will be given time in silence, to reflect on those words. Those words that you have said on behalf of others, and that today you will say on behalf of yourself. Amen.